Wow!
Merde!
This is a cobra?
Ouais.
Yes, oh, wait, yes. Okay. Oh fuck, he's pissed.
How do you... Calm him down.
Calme-le, s'il te plaît.
Calm him.
I'm in India, the land of the Maharajas, Gandhi and Eric Chaudhry.
De Gandhi et d'Eric Chaudhry.
The world's second most populous country after China, with 1.3 billion inhabitants. India is also the land of snakes. Here, they're everywhere. In the houses, on the roofs, on the terraces, in the drains.
Sur les toits, sur les terrasses, dans les canalisations.
They can measure over 5 meters. The Indians respect them and worship them. Some even make them their pets.
En font même leur animal de compagnie.
But in the country, snakes kill 50,000 people per year. That's half of all snake bite deaths worldwide. I hate them.
Moi, je déteste ça.
It's one of my biggest fears, but I'll have to confront it.
Mais je vais devoir y faire face.
For 7 days, I'll be sharing the daily life of the Irulas, a community of snake hunters. They track them day and night to harvest their venom. A poison worth a fortune, up to 200,000 euros a liter. They are used as antidotes and medication against cancer. Thanks to the venoms, the Irulas have managed to preserve their traditional way of life. I'm going to follow these reptile hunters who risk their lives every day.
Wow! Putain! Le saut du truc, quoi!
Ça, c'est un cobra?
Ah ouais. Oh putain, il est énervé.
I'm also going to track down the Russell's viper.
Je vais aussi traquer la vipère de Russell.
Viens, il a trouvé la vipère!
Wait.
One of the world's deadliest
vipers. Les plus mortels au monde.
I'll witness the extraction of the venom, a delicate operation,
une
a false move.
Délicate,
and that's a certain death.
Et c'est la mort.
To understand the culture
pour
and way of life of the Irulas, I'm going to put myself in danger.
Je vais me mettre en danger.
This only bite only makes
mort,
for
tu meurs en 4 heures.
Whoa!
And I'll have to overcome my fear of reptiles that paralyzes me.
Qui me paralyse.
What is that? What is that?
C'est un mauvais serpent.
Bad
un mauvais
serpent. Non.
I'm in Chennai.
Je suis à Chennai.
The country's fourth largest city. 6 million inhabitants.
6 millions d'habitants.
A human anthill.
Une fourmilière humaine.
And a merry traffic.
Et un joyeux bordel.
You have to keep an eye out everywhere to avoid being run over. Before going to hunt, I'd like to know exactly what I'm risking if I get bitten.
Exactement ce que je risque en cas de morsure.
Heading for one of the city's best hospitals. I have an appointment with a specialized doctor who treats dozens of people bitten by poisonous snakes every year.
This way.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hello, sir.
Comment allez-vous?
Ça va, merci.
I'm Sébastien.
Moi, c'est Sébastien.
Je suis le docteur Kumanan Shanmugam.
Alors, je vais suivre les chasseurs de serpents.
So I would like to know what
j'aimerais savoir ce qui peut m'arriver
if
si un cobra ou un autre type de serpent me mord.
Les morsures de serpents sont très dangereuses. Parfois, elles peuvent tuer les gens sur le coup.
The most common thing
ce qui se passe le plus souvent, c'est que la peur elle-même peut tuer les gens.
the fear itself can kill people. But the second thing, the important thing is like snake bite can cause two major things. One is
l'hémotoxine, cause hemolysis, une destruction des globules rouges, des saignements immédiats,
major bleeding, and
my blood is
loses the ability to clot.
Donc vous commencez à saigner de toutes les parties de votre corps.
Part of your body,
the eyes, the nose,
the mouth, ça bloque la circulation sanguine vers le cerveau, the heart and the kidneys.
Le cœur, tous les organes arrêtent de fonctionner et c'est la mort.
Yeah, well, he didn't reassure me at all.
En fait, il m'a pas du tout rassuré.
Thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup.
It's the first night.
C'est la première.
I haven't seen a single snake yet, and honestly, I'm in no hurry.
Et honnêtement, je ne suis pas pressé.
Krishnam, my driver, was well aware that I wasn't well in my head. He takes me to a temple.
Il me conduit dans un temple.
Here, Shiva, one of the most important and respected deities in Hindu mythology, is worshipped. All snake hunters in the region pass through this temple to ask for its protection. This ritual is called a puja. The priest will receive me, but first I must buy a tray of offerings.
Tous les cas, ça sent bon.
What I have to do with that?
Qu'est-ce que tu dois faire avec ça? Tu les gardes pour les...
Keep it to the God.
Yeah, okay. How much?
C'est combien?
Is that enough?
Thank you.
What's your name?
Sebastian,
Sonor daughter?
Daughter, two.
What are their names?
Andrea.
Anay. Put your hand there. Put your hand. Shiva, I ask you to protect your host and ward off any dangers he encounter on his journey.
I'm protected from snakes. Now that I'm immune, I have access to the sacred grove. A place of worship dedicated entirely to snakes, just behind the temple. Dozens of clay totems depict them in their natural environment. We offer them milk and flowers as a sign of respect. Their goddess has the power to protect men.
So she's called Nagataman.
Okay.
Naga is snake.
Nagataman
is Amman is the goddess. So she is the protector of snakes.
Okay.
She has snakes everywhere.
Okay.
Like all of them. There's the snake mating picture, like everything.
What the priest make to me? What is that? What I have?
So it's a belief that we have. It's actually the scientific reason is it's make your mind stable.
Oh.
It's like a belief.
It's traditional. Thing. Yeah. You don't have. You're not religious.
No, I don't believe this. Yeah. But it's actually a good thing to have.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes your mind stable.
Okay.
Well, if I have a more balanced mind, it should go well.
Ça devrait bien se passer.
Day 2. This morning, I'm off to Odingabaka, a small village 2 hours drive from Chennai.
Un petit village à 2 heures de route de Chennai.
I took my flower necklace with me. You never know.
On ne sait jamais.
In this hamlet, the 2,000 inhabitants are Irulas.
Les 2,000 habitants sont des Irulas.
This community has been hunting snakes for over 3,000 years. It has even managed to tame them over the centuries. Historically, the Irlas hunted reptiles to sell their skins, but in 1972, the Indian government banned this practice.
Le gouvernement indien a interdit cette pratique.
Since then, they have been capturing snakes to sell their venom. It's the only way to earn a living for these outcasts.
C'est l'unique gagne-pain de ce peuple de paria.
I have an appointment with Kali and Alamlu, the best hunters in the village.
Les meilleurs chasseurs du village.
Ha! Hello, sir.
Hi. Bonjour. Hi.
I'm Sébastien.
Je m'appelle Sébastien.
Nice to meet you.
Je suis content de vous rencontrer.
Happy to meet you. Hello.
Bonjour.
Hello. How
Comment
are you?
Allez-vous?
Yeah.
Fine.
It's your wife?
Votre femme?
Yeah. Oui. Nice to meet you. We're going to catch the snake?
Oui, oui.
Okay.
Allez, prends tes affaires.
Yeah. It's dangerous.
Yeah. Oui.
Oh, you're okay. Ready. Already ready. Prêt. Okay,
bah,
so let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. It's far. It's far from here.
Un petit peu.
You don't put shoes.
Ne mettez pas de chaussures.
Okay.
Moi, j'ai
I put my big shoes because
peur.
I'm scared.
They're all dressed up. To find snakes. All you have to do is leave the village and head for the first field you come by. It's not even 7 o'clock in the morning. It's already 30 degrees.
Il fait déjà 30 degrés.
The terrain is ideal for reptiles that like warmth and humidity.
Qui aiment la chaleur et l'humidité.
What scares me most is not seeing them.
C'est de pas les
because
voir.
It's less worrying
c'est
once they've been caught.
Parce qu'ils les contrôlent.
Because they control them.
Mais c'est de
but it's more walking
là.
Through the brambles and foliage.
Des ronces dans les feuillages. J'aime pas
I don't
tout.
Like it at all. I'm not going in there. Kali and his wife look
Kali
for cobra nests.
Femme cherche des nids de cobra.
I don't know what it looks like.
Moi, je ne sais pas à quoi ça ressemble.
But apparently, it's in the ground.
Mais a priori, c'est dans la terre.
Now I understand why
je
she took her cobra.
Elle a pris sa barre à mine.
Fuck, I'm in some. In some places, I swore I wouldn't go. They could be anywhere right now. They go through the worst places. Oh my God. In the midst of these thorns, I realize that at any moment,
je me rends compte qu'à tout moment,
I can walk on a snake.
Je peux marcher sur un serpent.
It stinks. Fuck. It's crazy. The houses are right next door. We walk along the river.
Nous longeons la rivière.
Cobras often nest near waterways.
Les cobras font souvent leur nid près des cours d'eau.
It allows them to drink,
ça leur
but also to
boire,
escape in case
mais
of danger.
Aussi de s'enfuir.
en cas de danger.
They're very good swimmers, so there's no way I'm getting into the water.
Hors de question que je mette un pied dans l'eau.
I'm going to find out that cobras have other abilities, and that's not going to reassure me.
Et ça ne va pas me rassurer.
Pourquoi Why is he looking up? Why is he looking up? They are also very good climbers.
And the snakes can be on
top. Aussi être au-dessus.
The snakes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After 2 hours of searching, still no snakes in sight. Good news for me, but not for Cali and his wife, who can't afford to go home and broider.
Oh!
C'est quoi?
What the fuck? He's dead?
No.
C'est pas un bon serpent.
What is that? What is that?
C'est un mauvais serpent.
Bad snake.
Ouais, il est pas bon celui-là. Il est pas venimeux.
Hey. Qu'est-ce
que j'en fais?
Laisse-le partir celui-là.
Wait, let me film. It's okay. No.
The fright. Well, there you go. Now you know that even when they're not venomous. I'm scared to death of snakes. It's 1 p.m.
Il est 13 heures.
We return to the village empty-handed in the oppressive heat.
Sous une chaleur écrasante.
The day gets off to a bad start.
La journée commence mal.
I'm exhausted. We're going to eat properly. We're going to look a bit presentable. Cali and Alamala invited me to share their meal.
M'ont invité à partager leur repas.
In the meantime, I'm going to take a little break.
Je vais me faire un petit break.
Le repas est prêt.
C'est épicé?
Oui.
Végétarien?
Oui, végétarien.
T'as déjà été mordu par les serpents?
Oui.
How many times?
Combien de fois?
Trois fois.
Où? Là, au doigt.
Il t'a mordu là?
Oui, ici. Oh.
Ici
et à la cheville aussi.
And how was the feeling?
Et ça fait mal?
Ouais, ça fait très mal.
C'est très très violent. Ouais, c'est très douloureux. Très douloureux.
Who did you?
Qui t'a appris à attraper les serpents?
C'est mon père qui m'a appris quand j'avais 5 ans.
J'ai tout appris en famille. C'est très fatigant quand on est petit. On partait chasser à quatre avec mes frères et mes sœurs. On a tout appris en famille.
Vous avez des enfants?
Oui,
children, deux garçons,
deux fils.
You don't teach them.
Et tu leur apprends à chasser les serpents? Non.
Why?
Pourquoi? Ils ont peur.
Ah, ils flippent. Yeah.
Ouais, ils ont peur.
This afternoon, a change of strategy. Heading toward the heart of the Indian countryside, an hour and a half by motorcycle from Atimiyabaki. On an old English car, please. For the record, staying alive on a two-wheeler around here is no small feat.
the area is no, this is okay.
Okay.
It's a dangerous route. Okay, so let's go.
Now, our playground is these rice fields, as far as the eye can see.
Ce sont ces rizières, à perte de vue.
An open-air snake's nest in unbearable heat.
Un nid de serpent à ciel ouvert, sous une chaleur insoutenable.
The area is infested with cobras and other reptiles of all kinds, which feed on amphibians and small fish. In India, 80% of attacks take place in the countryside. Last year, in these fields, five farmers died from snake bites.
Do you got your machine anti-venom with you?
Yeah.
Oui. Can you show me
the tribal medicine?
Oui, c'est de la medicine tribale.
This is tribal medicine. Tribal medicine.
Yes.
It's anti-venom.
No.
No.
No? What is that for?
That medicine.
Medicine.
Yes.
You put in the, when the snake bit
you. Yeah, within that,
you hit.
Yeah.
When you beat, a snake beats you, you hit.
Yeah,
c'est ça.
And it slows down the...
Yeah. Ça ralentit l'action du venin.
Traditional doctor. A bit creepy though. This is going to be complicated.
Même punition que ce matin.
Once again, we have to make our way through brambles and brush.
Where did he go?
Groves separate the rice fields. This is where the snakes live.
C'est là qu'habitent les serpents.
I can't get through here. Fucking mosquitoes. It's over 35 degrees.
Il fait plus de 35 degrés.
And I'm exhausted.
Et je suis à bout de force.
Wait, wait, Kelly.
Attends, Kelly, attends.
I'm hot. There's no more water. After a 10-minute break, the stalking resumes.
La traque reprend.
Now I'm starting to look
là,
forward to finding some
je commence à être pressé
d'en snakes.
Trouver des serpents.
There are holes everywhere. These holes are not rabbit or rodent burrows.
Ce ne sont pas des terriers de lapins ou de rongeurs.
These are cobra nests.
Ce sont des nids de cobra.
It's everywhere. Where the fuck did I go?
Là.
Oh.
Là, il y a un cobra.
Cool, yeah. Ouch. Shit. You do like that?
Tu fais ça comme ça?
Ouais.
Fuck!
How the fuck does he take it?
Wow!
Fuck! The jump of the thing.
Wow!
Merde!
This is a cobra?
Ouais.
Yes, wait. Oh fuck, he's pissed.
How do you calm him down?
Calm
him.
Callie holds the snake by the tail at a safe distance so as not to be bitten.
Pour ne pas être mordu.
Irulas are renowned and respected for their knowledge and mastery of reptiles.
Pour leur connaissance et leur maîtrise des reptiles.
ancestral knowledge handed down from generation to generation.
Qui se transmet de génération en génération.
This cobra measures at least 1.5 meters.
Au moins 1 mètre 50.
To be on the safe side, Cali uses a snake hook.
Cali utilise un crochet à serpent.
Cobras only attack to defend themselves.
N'attaquent que pour se défendre.
They stand on the upper third of their body to intimidate their opponent.
Pour intimider leur adversaire.
The eyes on the back of the head are there to confuse enemies.
Sont là pour déstabiliser les ennemis.
For a few minutes, my fascination with this animal outweighed my fear.
La fascination pour cet animal va l'emporter sur ma peur.
Thanks to Cali, I'll be able to get within a meter of the snake.
Je vais réussir à m'approcher à moins d'un mètre du serpent.
Et tu n'as pas peur?
Tu n'as pas peur?
Non.
Tu n'as pas peur? Non, 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 non. Ah, il m'a dit, c'est moi qui veux. Hey, hey, hey. Ok, ok. Il veut m'attaquer, moi?
Yeah. C'est moi
he
qui veux.
He wants me.
Yes. Oui.
Non, 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 non.
And to open the other,
là,
very angry.
Il est très en colère.
Okay. He's very scared.
Il a très peur.
Yeah, I come from this way. This kind of cobra.
Si ce genre de cobra te mord,
what happened?
Il se passe quoi?
Faut aller à l'hôpital.
You can die.
Tu peux mourir.
This only bite
si tu n'es pas soigné dans les 4 heures, tu peux mourir.
Okay. No,
sans traitement, les gens meurent.
The venom of some cobras can kill an elephant.
Certains cobras peut tuer un éléphant.
His attack is lightning fast, quicker than the blink of an eye.
Rapide qu'un clin d'œil.
Cali will demonstrate with his rag.
Va m'en faire la démonstration avec son chiffon.
The snake undulates according to Cali's gestures and movements.
Des gestes, des mouvements de Cali.
He can't hear, but his sense of smell and sight are off the charts.
Il a un odorat et une vue hors norme.
Fuck.
Eh oh.
Il est nerveux.
Ouais, il est nerveux.
Il a peur.
Bien scared.
Ouais, il a peur.
To bring this cobra home,
pour
putting it in a canvas bag
maison,
is not enough.
Le mettre dans un sac en toile ne suffit pas.
It could bite through.
Il pourrait mordre à travers.
It bit.
That's why he'll end the trip in a basket.
C'est pour ça qu'il finira le voyage dans un panier.
OK.
First catch. But on the way home, we're lucky again.
Mais sur le chemin du retour, la chance va nous sourire à nouveau.
Hop 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 hop. OK. OK.
C'est un gros celui-là.
Okay, 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 okay. Wait, 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 wait. Let him, let. Far from me. Far from me.
Big one.
Big one.
Yeah.
Okay.
This cobra is over 2 meters long, male and less docile.
C'est un mâle et il est moins docile.
Cali has more difficulty mastering it.
A plus de difficulté à le maîtriser.
Nervous.
Yeah, nervous.
Okay. End of the day.
Fin de journée.
For their two cobras, Cali and his wife will receive 56 euros, the equivalent of 15 days' wages for a farm worker. Tonight, I intend to enjoy my evening away from snakes.
loin des serpents.
But in India, even in restaurants,
Mais en
it stinks.
Inde, même dans les restaurants, ça pique.
Thank you very much.
C'est très, très bon.
Bon appétit.
Merci.
We try.
On va essayer de terminer.
C'est très limité.
Patties with hot sauce. This is what we eat. No wonder snakes are poisonous. We eat like men. Day 3.
Troisième jour.
This morning, we head for the village of Mamallapuram, 50 kilometers south of Chennai.
À 50 km au sud de Chennai.
It's a 2-hour drive.
Il faut compter deux bonnes heures de route. J'ai rendez-vous.
I have an appointment at the country's largest venom harvesting center.
Une coopérative.
A cooperative in which all the region's Zirulas hunters work.
Hello.
Bonjour.
How are you?
Comment allez-vous?
How are you? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Good day.
Okay. Good morning. Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. How are you?
Comment allez-vous?
I'm Sébastien.
Je suis Sébastien.
Okay. What's your name?
Rajendra.
Rajendra has been director of the cooperative for 7 years. He used to be a snake hunter.
Can you explain where we are?
The cooperative of Irulas brings together snake hunters from 3 districts of the region.
How many snake catchers you got in the organization?
362 people. We trap 30 to 40 snakes a year. They make between 600 and 500 euros per month. Members are provided with insurance in case of an accident and material assistance, tools for trapping the reptiles. Also clothes, sandals. We provide everything they need.
The Irulas seek the big four. The four most deadly snakes in the world. The cobra. The common krait, the saw-scaled viper, and Russell's viper. But to preserve the natural ecosystem, the government imposes on this community a quota for hunting.
We're allowed to catch 8,300 snakes a year, 2,000 cobras, 1,500 common krait, 2,000 Russell's vipers, and 2,800 saw-scaled vipers. These four species have the most powerful venoms and are sold to pharmaceutical laboratories for producing anti-venom serum.
Since its opening in 1982, the cooperative has revolutionized anti-venom production in India. And it provides today for all the hospitals of the country. The cooperative keeps the snakes in its jars for a month. The time needed for them to produce the venom. Afterwards, they're released into the nature. During the captivity, they have to be fed once a week. Oh God, that's horrible. In India, it is better to be a snake than a mouse.
He's beating the snake.
Elle mord le serpent.
Non, No time to breathe. A new hunting trip awaits.
Une nouvelle partie de chasse m'attend.
This time, I'm off to track down vipers. My guardian angels, Mutu and his uncle Rajendran, are veterans of the cooperative.
We're going to catch snakes? Okay, I stay behind you. Okay. Snakes are over. Okay. I'm afraid.
I'm burning up in my jeans, but I don't care. Mutu has been tracking reptiles for 20 years. His uncle, Rajendran, since 35. Like all Irulas, they always hunt in pairs, for safety reasons. Catching Russell's vipers is even riskier than catching cobras, as they have no fear of men. Another little detail, their venom is even more deadly.
The snakes are near from the water.
To have a chance of finding them, you have to go deep into these swamps.
Oh,
look. They're nice and quiet.
What is that?
A scorpion.
A scorpion. Okay. This is dangerous too?
Dangerous. Oui, dangereux.
Hey. Yeah.
Scorpions too. Aussi, quoi. I don't believe it. Pas. And the lady is okay. It's in these wild areas on the edge of town.
C'est dans ces zones sauvages,
that snake bites are the most common.
Que les morsures de serpents sont les plus fréquentes.
I'll take that.
Can I take that?
Je to peux protect prendre ça myself. Pour me protéger.
Mutu and his uncle are bloodhounds. They primarily seek out the dead skin of reptiles. Russell's vipers are never far from their molt.
Les Russell ne sont jamais loin de leur mue.
Hello. Ah, can I follow you?
Je peux te suivre?
Hein?
Oui, viens.
J'aurais préféré qu'ils me disent non. Ah, fuck.
I don't like it. A simple twig is enough to check for the presence of a viper in its nest.
La présence d'une vipère dans son nid.
Mutu and his uncle don't hesitate to put their arm around it.
N'hésite pas à y mettre le bras.
No.
No.
I'm not going there. Horseflies, there are horseflies. But why don't they suffer from horseflies? I don't like it. I don't like it at all while come on.
Allez.
I don't like.
Ah.
After 4 hours of searching, we may be on the right track.
Nous sommes peut-être sur la bonne piste.
Il a monté.
The viper can't be far away.
La vipère ne doit pas être loin.
Come, come. He's found the viper.
Attends. Attends.
Ouais. Wait.
Attends.
Where is he?
Allez où?
This almost invisible viper is the worst of them all, a Russell's viper.
Ah, yeah.
C'est la pire de toutes. Une vipère de Russell.
C'est une vipère de Russell. Avec sa tumeur en 3 heures.
I did. Tumeur.
Yes. Big swelling. Your normal body, big swelling.
Okay.
Tu vas avoir mal
pain body, they remove the blood.
Eh. Eh. This is venom.
Venomous teeth. Thanks.
C'est crochet.
You have the poison.
Okay. Ah.
Yeah, one drop.
Une goutte.
One drop. Une goutte.
That is female.
It's a female.
Ah ouais?
See that.
Yeah. Wait. Take it him.
That is baby's delivery area.
Okay. Your fathers and the fathers of your fathers do with the snakes. What? Why they catch it before?
The snake
upon the. On chassait les rats.
Snake, c'était rat comme pour les pans.
Rat on utilisait les serpents pour attraper des rongeurs. C'était notre tradition.
Tradition. Puis on devait venir tailler et puis
pas entrer dans la rue. Venir snakes juste pour leur venin.
Five hours to catch one viper. At the same time with the viper they caught, you die in 3 hours. That's okay. Thanks to their hunting trip, Mutu and his uncle each earn 250 euros a month.
Pour la vipère de Russell qui viennent de capturer.
For the Russell's viper that has just been captured, the cooperative will pay 18 euros.
Mais leur journée n'est pas finie.
But their day isn't over yet, as they'll now be extracting venom from several reptiles. We call it snake trading. The operation is a dangerous one, requiring concentration, composure, and expertise. First step, make a container to collect the poison using a glass and a piece of leather.
Deuxième étape, attraper la tête du serpent. C'est la phase la plus
délicate. Second stage, catching the snake's head is the most delicate phase.
He's nervous.
And finally, the last step, get him to bite.
Dernière étape,
avant de le faire mordre.
Le faire mordre.
It takes 4 snakes to extract 1 milliliter of venom.
Pour obtenir 1 milliliter de venin.
Once harvested, it is powdered and frozen.
Il va être transformé en poudre et congelé.
It will be used to manufacture anti-venom serums and cancer drugs. A dose of anti-venom costs an average of 150 euros.
This is the lab and, in principle, entry is forbidden.
No admission.
Am I allowed?
This room is the cooperative's bank.
C'est la banque de la coopérative.
This is the machine that turns venom into powder.
Qui le venin en
yes, it's powder.
Le venin.
Powder.
அந்த எடுக்கிற விஷம் வந்து 4 ரூபாயிடும்.
Quoi? That's cobra venom.
Okay. Ça, c'est du venin de cobra.
Cobra.
Cobra. Ah, okay.
No, 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 no touch. That's the keel lacquered.
Ça, c'est des cils carénés.
Okay.
You dry okay, it and you make powder.
Yes, the powder can be used for 12 years, whereas the liquid venom expires in 30 minutes. This is the venom of the acid. There's a gram of it.
Okay. Yes, 1 gram.
Okay.
The venom.
Tu peux filmer, il y a des caisses ici.
Oh non, 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 don't film.
Impossible to film inside the fridge. It's the treasure of the Irulas.
C'est le trésor des Irulas.
At over 200 euros per gram of powdered venom. It's worth a fortune.
Rajendra.
Rajendra fears a robbery.
Okay. Thank you.
It's like a safe.
C'est comme un coffre-fort.
After a week with the snake hunters, I still haven't managed to overcome my anxiety. If I want to exorcise my fear, there's only one solution: jump into the pit. I'll try to catch snakes on my own. And that's where my apprenticeship begins.
Now that's a saw-scaled viper.
This is what?
Saw-scaled viper.
It's his ven-
very, very poisonous.
C'est tout petit, quoi.
J'irai doucement. Go
slow. Yeah, slow. This is very hungry. Yeah.
No matter how hard I try, I just can't do it.
Je n'y arriverai pas.
You'll try another.
Tu vas essayer avec un autre.
Second try.
Deuxième essai.
With a bigger snake.
Avec un serpent plus gros.
Il n'a plus de venin?
Oh yes, he still has.
Ah si, il en a encore.
Okay. I don't do that to
je
the
fais
cobra.
Pas ça avec le cobra.
No, no, no. No. I don't do that.
Je le fais pas.
Just touch it.
Je le touche juste.
I don't do that. No,
okay, no problem.
Okay, pas de problème.
Yes,
si, si, problème.
It's more complicated, actually, the cobra.
Le cobra, je ne le sens pas du tout.
It's too hectic for me.
C'est trop remuant pour moi.
Okay.
Dernière tentative avec un autre
last
spécimen.
Attempt with another specimen.
Ça, c'est une vipère de Russell.
Russell
ah, la
type,
fameuse vipère de Russell.
Oui, un
this
serpent très dangereux.
Toxique.
C'est toxique.
Yeah.
Oui.
Non, non, non.
Tiens, viens.
What?
Quoi?
Je peux le prendre?
Oui.
Yeah.
Yeah. Très bien.
Ok, ok, ok. Ok.
Ah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Next to the next
I wouldn't have come for nothing.
Je ne serais pas venu pour rien.
I finally managed to overcome my fear.
J'ai enfin réussi à surmonter ma peur.
But just with my fingertips.
Mais juste du bout des doigts.
Since I left, the cooperative has extracted venom from over 4,000 snakes, enough to save several hundred lives. For the fourth time in his life, Mutter has been bitten by a viper. It looks like he'll pull through again. Callie and Alamilo continue to risk their lives every day to track down cobras in the countryside.